The next patient is Alma Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. This is a clinical case of a 44-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of kidney transplant that was done on June 24 of 2018 at the Cleveland Clinic from a deceased donor. The patient original disease was FSGS. The patient had episodes of rejection that were treated, and eventually, from the Cleveland Clinic, that was the original transplant, the follow-up was switched to a Tampa, and the patient eventually went back to the Cleveland Clinic. They did a kidney biopsy. In January the 8th of 2024, and the findings were consistent with diffuse transplant glomerulopathy without glomerulitis, but C4D stain negative, and she had chronic active T-cell mediated rejection. The patient had 18 of 33 glomeruli that were globally sclerosed, 2 or 33 glomeruli are with segmental sclerosis. There was evidence of moderate fibrosis, moderate tubular atrophy, moderate arterial nephrosclerosis, severe arteriolar hyalinosis, and severe glomerular basement membrane double contours. This is in the estimation that this patient is going to lose the kidney function and eventually is going to need renal replacement therapy. The patient was evaluated by the transplant nephrologist, Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L, at the Cleveland Clinic, and she is willing to start evaluation for another kidney transplant, period. We have CKD4, mild hypertension, obesity. We spent a great deal of time talking about the need to control the intake of salt, the volume of a fluid, the plant-based diet. We discussed in detail the need to follow a program, and I suggested to follow the Weight Watchers program in order to accomplish a weight loss in preparation for the upcoming initiation of renal replacement therapy and as well as the kidney transplant. Compliance is going to be extremely important. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that we are going to address with the changes in the lifestyle and the medication that she takes. Following number, the patient is going to continue with the same immunosuppression. Prograf, 2 milligrams 2 times a day, prednisone 5 milligrams every day, and mycophenolate. Milligrams 3 times a day. Following number, there is no evidence of anemia. Following number, we'll reevaluate the lipid profile. We're going to see the patient in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 35 minutes reviewing all the chart. 40 minutes talking to the patient face to face, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.